Yesterday we were talking about that receipt that I had with the random email address on it.
That you cleaned up salsa with?
Yeah. Yeah. I have an update on that story.
Okay.
By the way. I want to get to that in a little bit because I understand we have someone on the line who has an idea about it.
I know what you should do with the email.
What's that?
Go to MySpace, do a search by email, and see if a page pops up.
Ah.
That's a good idea.
That is pretty clever.
Yeah.
Why didn't I think of that?
And since everybody has one now, she most likely will have one.
That's true. It's true. Very sneaky.
Not only will you be able to find out who it is, but you'll be able to see her.
Yeah, and do various things to myself while I stare at her picture. I'm joking, Jerry. Well, maybe. I don't know. I haven't seen the photos yet. Thanks for the call, man.
Yeah. All right, no problem.
Actually, turns out it was Justin Carson's mom's email address.
Oh.
Yeah. After his last show, he came over to my place before we met up at Old Chicago.
Uh-huh.
He came over to my place so we could have some real friend hangout time before the phony workplace deal.
Yeah.
And I joke. But, we had a quick drink before we went down there. And, he wanted to send his last show to his mom. And she was on the phone. And so he wrote down the email address on there.
Oh.
He reminded me of this yesterday when I was down in Wichita. I stopped by and had dinner with him. So, yeah, not as cool as I initially kind of thunk I was, you know? So, yeah, ego's been brought down a couple pegs for sure.
Aww.
It hurts, Jerry Ann. Turns out there wasn't an unattractive woman at a gas station who wanted my bones.
Such is life.